Kiribosai hope all is well. Today's daf is Kedusha Daf Ayin Zayin. And we have a fresh Mishnah here at the top. Right, clean break. The Mishnah says, as far again, we've been talking about right different problems of Yichus. As you know, we've been talking about a Cholal and a Cholala, right, a Kohen and who is not able to do Avodah Beis Hamikdash, right, is a Pasul a Kohen, right, a daughter of such a person, a Cholala, a woman who's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So the question is, right, how far does that go? How far does that extend? Mishnah is going to deal with that. We'll deal with that right now. Bas Cholal Zachar, right, the daughter of a male Cholal, right, meaning that her father is a Cholal. So psula mina kohuna ala olam is pasul kohuna, right, forever. And obviously we have to, what does that mean? What do you mean forever? Like, why are we just talking about that? Again, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. She's a chalala. And then why do you have to add forever? The Gemara will talk about that. Yisrael shenas a chalala. Her husband then, let's say, is Yisrael, right? The chalala, right? Her husband is Yisrael. Bito ksher kohuna, his daughter, right, is allowed, right, to marry a kohuna, a kohen, i.e. she's not a chalala. Yeah, chalal shenasa bas Yisrael. If they have a chalal, a male kohen who's a chalal who marries a regular Jew, bito psul l'kohuna, his daughter is pasul l'kohuna. Again, like we said, right, it goes based on the father, right? If it's Yisrael, so then the daughter is not a chalal. If the father is a chalal, so then the daughter is a chalal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer bas ger zacher kibas chalal zacher. That the daughter of a ger, right? A ger is a male ger. Again, we always try to clarify here, but male, female, so obviously a male ger, right, is the daughter of a chalal. Again, we said a chalal is a male kohen who's no good, so then that's, again, we said if it goes through the father, right, so then, right, the daughter of a male ger is like the daughter of a male chalal, and she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael shenasa gioras, if a regular Jew marries a gioras, bito ksher l'kohuna, right, the daughter can marry, right, a kohen, because again, going by the father, right, the father's regular Yisrael. Ger shenasa bas Yisrael, right, and if a ger, again, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shita, it doesn't necessarily go entirely based on the male, but because it also a ger shenasa bas Yisrael, if you have a ger that married a bas Yisrael, get a regular Yisrael, bito ksher l'kohuna, right, that also works. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if both parents are gerim, then you have a problem. Av ger shenasa gioras bito psul l'kohuna, only if both of them are gerim, so then that's a problem. Echa ger v'echad v'mechshuchrarim, right, filu ad yod doros, ad shtehei imo miyisrael, right, regardless of how long we're going, 10 generations, right, whether it's a ger, whether it's an Eved Kani that was meshuchrar, right, again, a freed Eved, so then regardless of whether, until you get a Jew, right, a regular Jew for a mother, right, so then, right, they cannot marry a kohen. Rabbi Yossi Omer, af ger shenasa gioras bito ksher l'kohuna, and Rabbi Yossi simply disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and says that if ever two gerim is totally fine, right, the daughter can marry, right, a kohen. So the Gemara says, my la'olam, the first thing the Gemara says is, what do you mean la'olam? Right, we said, again, if you're a chalal, right, it goes, right, from, obviously, from father to child, right, obviously la'olam, meaning if you have chalal and chalala, and it keeps on going, obviously, so you have, right, you know, it goes from one generation to the next. You don't have to tell me it goes forever. So Gemara says, just to exclude, because you might have thought something else, because there is something that a psul that eventually gets freed up. When a mitzvah and domi can come, dor shlishi yavo b'kal Hashem, right? They can come third generation. Therefore, we're saying it's not like that. Right, and there is no, you know, get out of jail free card if it's just three generations down. Yisrael shenasa chalala, again, right, that a Jew marries a chalala. It's the Gemara says, "Manani midli." How do you know that that is true? Again, that if a regular Yisrael marries a chalala, that the child, right, we go based on the father, or it's a regular Yisrael, so therefore the child is allowed to marry a kohen. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Nemar kan lo yichalal zaru ba'amav, Rabbi Nemar lahalan lo yitama baal ba'amav. Right, has an Isser of the kohen becoming tame, and Isser of, right, chalala, right, the concept of chalala, right, you have it's similar psukim there, right, again, you have ba'amav. Right, it says it's Xerah Shavah back to back. Malaholan Zacharim Blona Kevos. Right, Afkan Zacharim Blona Kevos. Just like the Isra of becoming Tameh, as we discussed earlier. In the Seder? Is it in this? Don't think it was in this Masechta, but okay, either way. Just like Zacharim, male Kohanim are not allowed to become Tameh, but females are. So there are also, so too over here, right, we're going to apply the whole concept of Chalal, right, comes from the father, comes from the male part of the union. Ela me'ata bitos shekohen gadol tishtri. Okay, so let's say a kohen gadol marries an almana, right, or a kohen who marries a grusha, right, a kohen, in this case, bital the kohen gadol, it should be fine, right, because again, because the kohen gadol is not a chalal. So Gemara says, no, mishksiv bino zaroksiv. Meaning, if you're telling me it's only chalalos, it's only shayach to men, so maybe daughters should be fine, should not become a chalala if there's a problem with the union, with the marriage. So Gemara says, no. So it doesn't say bino, it says zaro, right? Lo yichalel zaro b'amav, right? The kids, right? Both children, right? Females also. So Gemara says, bas bino tishri. Okay, so then the daughter of the son should be okay. Because you're telling me again, what do we say? Zer Shoah said, but right, that his daughter is no good, right? Again, because it says zaro, but that only tells me that the daughter of the union is puzzle, right? So the daughter of the son, meaning one generation removed, should be fine. So Gemara says, "Lo k'siv lo yichalel zaro, makir zaro lo." Right? That no, so it says lo yichalel zaro, his children, right, should be like him, right? Ma who bito psula, af beno bito psula, just like the forbidden union's daughter is puzzle, so too any subsequent generations, right, if he has a son, so then their kid will also be puzzle. So Gemara says bas bito titzar. So then, if that's true, right, we should have the daughter of his daughter should become puzzle, right? We know the daughter is a halala, right, from like Zer Shava over here from Zaro. But why don't we also posture the daughter of the daughter? And we say that's not true, because if the daughter marries a regular Jew, right, they're not a chalala. So Gemara says, oh, im king gzeir shava my honey lay. Well, in that case, what do you have left for the gzeir shava? Right, you just knocked out, right, all other possibilities. I mean, the gzeir shava, right, teaches me, again, what does the gzeir shava say? Gzeir shava said, right, malahalan zucharim af kevos, afkan zucharim blon kevos, that there's a certain aspect of chalalos that doesn't apply to females. So if you're knocking off all potential females as the common result of this union, then what are you learning from the gzeir shava that teaches me females are not included in chalalos? So it must be something, right? So we're talking about, right, the granddaughter, right, the daughter of the daughter, right, of his kohen. Good. Chalal shenasa bas Yisrael bito psula. Again, if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, so his daughter is a chalala. Ha atarle reisha. But didn't we just learn that? Right? We learned that halacha, right? It goes based on the father. Right? We learned bas chalal zachar, right? The daughter of a chalal, is psula menakula la'olam, is always puzzle, right? That tells me that we go based on the father. So why do you have to tell me now that if it's a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, his daughter is puzzle, right? Again, that's literally the same thing. So of course, I did the tana reisha, Yisrael shenasa chalala, tani nami seif, a chalal shenasa bas Yisrael. So of course, yeah, we learned it already, we're just paralleling the language. Masnisin delok Rabbi Dostoy. Again, our Mishnah is against Rabbi Dostoy. Sorry, Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda. The Tanya's learning our Brisa. Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda Omer came to Bnei Yisrael mikvatar lechalolos. Kach Bnei Yisrael mikvatar lechalolim. Just like Bnei Yisrael are mikvatar lechalolos, meaning that a regular Jew can marry a chalala, and their child will be able to marry a kohen. So too the other way around. That if you have a chalol, right, who marries a regular Bas Yisrael, a regular Jew, female, right, then their kid is also going to be able, right, to marry Cohen, against what we said in the Mishnah, that it goes based on the father. Here he's saying, regardless, as long as you have one kosher side, right, then it's the kid is going to be able to marry a Cohen. That's against our Mishnah. My time with Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Yehuda. What's his reason? What's his logic? The pasuk says, right, lo yichalel zaro be'amav, right, ba'am echad hu meichal b'shnei amim eino meichal, right, and lo yichalel zaro be'amav, right, in his nation. Right, and then we say that he's gonna, when a chalal, and meaning that a chalal marries a chalala together, meaning it's one am, when they're both the same, when the two sides of the marriage are the same, then it's going to create a chalalos. But if it's two people, two amim, meaning one kosher, one puzzle, then you're not going to end up with a chalal for a child. Okay, Tamar Rabbanu will learn the Braisa. Lo yichalel zaro, in li el zaro. Right, so that teaches me that the kids from this Asura union, right, is going to be a chalalos. He asked me, minayin, how do you know that we pass all up the wife? Right, the woman is also becomes a chalala. The matter kavachomer, it's kavachomer, right? Mazaro shalo avar avera mischalal. Fascinating kavachomer. The kids, right, didn't do any avera, but they become chalalim. Right, he avar avera, you know, did she mischalal? Certainly, if she did the avera, and she married someone she wasn't supposed to, let's say a grusha lekohen or whatever, so certainly, right, she's going to also become a chalala. Very interesting, because again, is it the kids didn't do an avera? You're telling me it's a punishment? It's more just a result of a status. It's right. It's not a punishment for the kids. Right? Again, the kids didn't do an avera, just a result of a status. Just like if someone, Rachman al-Tzlan, is born lo aleinu, without a leg or without an eye or without a something, right? He's limp. He's not limp. He's whatever. I mean, it's just a status. They're, I guess, whatever. I can't think of the right words to explain it, but it seems not to be a punishment, right, per se. So we're saying, okay, so either way, so the Gemara assumes, right, again, Kavachomer, that this the wife who did an Avera should become Mischalalas. The Gemara says, Hu atma yochiach, but what do you mean? It's not based on the Avera, and this is the whole flaw of it, why it's like hard to imagine the Havamina, right? The Kohen himself, nothing happens to the Kohen, Kohen doesn't become a chalal, right? Sha'avar aver aveinu is chalal. He doesn't have a problem, right? He doesn't get messed over. It's only the kids. So why would you learn the fact that if someone did an aver, they become a chalal? Well, the Kohen doesn't get affected at all. This Kohen says, well, malahusha kenein is chalal b'chol makom. What do you mean? He's never a chalal, right? He doesn't ever become chalal, regardless of what he does in his life, right? It's all chalal. It's only results is in terms of his birth. A Kohen cannot make himself a chalal through any of his averes, even if he's not from. So Tamar b'hishim mechalalas b'chol makom. But she can become mechalalas. Right, if she, let's say, she sleeps with a, you know, a chalal or a mamz or whatever, she becomes a chalala. Right, so that's from psukim. Right, she's not, a woman is able to be affected. I mean, don't compare, right, a woman in this case, right, to a regular kohen. If you want to say that the pasuk says lo yichalel zaro, lo yichalel zesh haya kashav in chalal, right, or you could say, right, the source is like this. Like when it says lo yichalel zaro, meaning lo yichulal, meaning that zesh haya kashav in chalal, meaning it's only someone who is kosher and became a chalala. That refers to a woman who is fine. Right, and then she became a chalala later. So Gemara says, well, what is that? What are you? My im nafshach chomer. What are you adding, right, to the kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is good. Right, we said kal v'chomer. If a woman did an avera, certainly she should become a chalala. Right, the kid didn't do an avera, he becomes a chalala or a chalal or whatever, regardless, depending on gender. The woman who did an avera certainly should become a chalala. The husband doesn't avera and doesn't become a chalal, yeah, because he's not shayach to the world of the chalalos. So what do you have to add a pasuk to? Because we still have the kal v'chomer. So it says v'chitema ikel mifrach, because you could theoretically have asked the kasha on the kal v'chomer. You could have asked mala zaro shekein tzirasu be'avera. Well, the child was created with a sin, meaning that the tzirasu is creation. It's a conception. There was an avera. The woman, the chora, is a kasher woman. Doesn't have that problem. So maybe it's not comparable, because the child, again, was created with an avera, the woman was not. So you can't learn one from the next. Therefore, Amakra, lo yichalal, lo yichulal, zeshaya kashav and eschalal. Again, the pasuk is telling us that that's what would happen, that the woman becomes a chalala. Tan Rabbanan will end the Rabbisa. Ezu yichalala, kol shen oldim in a psulim. Again, as we've been saying before, anybody who is a chalala, someone who's born from a psul, meaning some iser, some problem, right, in this Kohen's marriage. My psulim, what does that mean? Ilei ve psulim lo, if you'll tell me, psulim to marry anybody, right, or even Jews, sorry, like a mamzer or whatever, or like a Yisrael or whatever, meaning that someone's not allowed to even marry a Kohen or a Yisrael, right, like a mamzer, hare mamzer guru shoso, but one second, by a case of a Kohen, Kohen's not allowed to marry his wife if he divorced, or Yisrael really, rather, anybody, is not allowed to marry a wife after they divorce, and she marries somebody else, right, the psulalo ubanek sherim, but her kids are allowed to marry, right, Kohanim. But there's no problem with that. Right? Meaning if they get remarried, if she remarries the first husband, right, even though it's a toiva, right, it's not okay, right, definitely a big problem, but the kids are allowed to marry Kohanim. So that can't be the language of psulim. Some review the hakikamer ezu yichalala kol shenoldim in psul kuhuna. Now, so what it means is, and we're just clarifying, any girl or really chalala is going to be a girl who is born from a problematic marriage to a kohen. So Kumar says nolda in lo nodala. What do you mean? That's only if she was born. Meaning that's the only way you can become a chalala if you got born. That's not true. A woman can become unable to marry a kohen in many ways. Almana for the kohen gadol, a grusha for regular kohen, a zona, right? Woman sleeps around, it's not allowed to marry a kohen. The lo nolda, right? She wasn't born with a problem, and she can become a chalala. So Rabba says, hachikamer. Now, this is what the breast really means. Ezu chalala muskeres, shalohayala shas kosher klal, I call shalala min apsul kuna. When we say a chalala who never, ever, ever was kosher at all, right? Loa shas kosher, she was never at any moment kosher to marry a kohen. That's any, right? When you're talking about specific halalim that are born, that's anybody who results from an inappropriate kohen marriage. My muskeres, again, what do you mean muskeres, right? He says the halala ha muskeres, the halala we mentioned. What do you mean we mentioned? Right? Amarav Yitzchak bar Avin Hachikar. It means ezu halala she ikara midivri Torah vein tzuchan the farish midivri sofer. That's preferish from the psukim. You don't need to add on from the midir Rabbanan. Kol shen oldim in a psukuna. Right? That's when we talk about a halala from the Torah. That's what we're talking about. Anybody who's born from a inappropriate kohen marriage. Torah Rabbanan will under brayso. Sorry, I got a piece of ice stuck in the back of my throat. That was a very odd experience. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Almana, 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 Enu Chayav Achas. If the Kohen Gadol, I'm going to have to define this obviously for a second, is for whatever reason sleeps with an Almana and an Almana and an Almana, I have to define that. So then he's only chayav once. If a regular coin, similarly, grusha, 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 if a regular coin sleeps with a grusha three times, enu chayav elach, it's only going to be chayav once. Almana grusha v'chal alazona, right? If you sleep with an almana, right? That's again, that's the pasuk, right? Almana grusha v'chal alazona is elo loikach, akim bisulam me'ama v'kach isha, that's referring to the coin gadol. So if he sleeps with all those four types of women, an almana, a grusha, a chalala, and a zona. Right, so then, bisman shem kaseder, chayav al kalachas va'achas, very interesting. If it's in order, then he's chayav for each one. But zinsev and his chalav is garshav and his amalah, but if it's in the opposite order, if it's in the reverse, enu chayav al achas. The Gemara says, what in the world is going on over here? What is this price? Says, Amar Mar, almana, 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 enu chayav al achas, hay almana yechidami. What case is this? Right, what's going on with this almana? What's happening with it? At Eli Mishaba Almanas Ruvain, Valmanas Shimon, Valmanas Levi. If he slept with three different Almanos, so that doesn't make any sense. Am I in a Chayav El Achas? Why in the world would it be Chayav only once? Right? Gufim Mukhokan or Shemus Mukhokan, right? The only possibility, the only theoretical possibility why you'd only be Chayav one is if it's the same Guf, the same, literally, same body, the same item, or the same Isser. But here, we're talking about three different people. Right, and three different actions. So it's literally an almana three times, meaning that it's completely different meisim. Right? There's no reason, right, in the world you would ever think that he was only chayav once. So ela habal almana achas b'shalosh bios. It must be with three bios with one almana. So the Gemara says, hechidami. What's the case with that also? That doesn't make sense either. But idlo isrube, if there's no warning, again, we have to be chayav, right? You have to be warned. That's to be, don't do that avera, otherwise you're going to get X, Y, and Z. So if there was no warning, so pshita denu chayav al achas. So obviously he's chayav once, right? If he's got no warning, i.e. there was only one warning, meaning that there was one warning at the beginning, right? So there's only going to be chayav once. So, the Israel called bechachad v'chadav. If there was hasra, though, if there was warning before each one, so amayanu chayav alachas. He's not going to be chayav one. He's going to be chayav three. Right? The Tanan is learned the Mishnah. His Mishnah is in Nazir. And also at the end of Makos. Nazir shayah shows a yayin kolim kulo. If a Nazir, right, as you know, a Nazir can't drink wine. So he's just sitting there, sitting at the bar, getting hammered. Wine, all right, one after the other. So enu chayav alachas. He's only chayav once. But amru, meaning, assuming they warned him at the beginning. Amru lo al tishta, but they tell him, don't drink. So shosa chayav of kol achas ve'achas. And he drinks, and then he's going to be chayav for each one. So we see that, thus, however many hasras, right, however many warnings is going to determine how many is chayav. So Gemara says, no, what's the case? Lo tzricha shaba alamanas ruvein, shai salmanas shimon, shai salmanas levi. This woman, Rahman al-Islam, has had some rough time, and she's what's referred to as Isha Kadlanis. It's probably usher to marry her as well. But she's a woman who her husbands have died, and she's actually had three husbands die on her. So she's a three-time almana. So in that case, enu chayav ela achas. And he only was slept with her once. So you might have thought, since it's three different times, three different names, three different... she's titled an almana three different ways, right? So kamash b'lan, a guf mechokam be'inam v'leka. The only time you can be chayav three times is if it was different gufim, if it was different meisim or different actual bodies, right? This is really different, a whole sugya, but leka, meaning that we're missing that over here because it was one bia with one woman. Yes, she has three titles, three names. She's called an almana three times, but that's not going to necessarily make it into the three isurim. Almana grusha chalazona, right? So again, it has to be in order. But if it's in the reverse, right, so then you're only chayev once. Meaning, if he slept with an almana, then a grusha, then a chalala, then a zona, right? Then that's the order in the pasuk. So then he gets four. But if not, right, he only gets one. So the Gemara says, "Hai tana maika sabar." What's going on? What is he holding? This, what does this tana hold? Ika sabar iser chal iser. If you tell me that you can have one iser add on to another iser, meaning that if something, for example, there's a whole discussion, obviously not going to do it now, we'll touch upon it a little bit, but that if there's something is already usser, right, and then can it, you add another iser on top of that? And if something is, it's a bad example, but if something is an iser treif, can you add an iser chaylev? It's not a good example. If something is already usser, can you, meaning can you add on isurim? So the Gemara says, Ibchanami, right? Well, if you can add one Isra on another, and therefore it's an almana, a grusha, a chalala, a zona, right, on one person, you're adding all these titles, maybe she has all of these statuses, so then what should the order matter? Right? The reverse should also make you chayav for. If But if you hold, you can't stack Isurim on a single item, on a single situation. Even it doesn't matter the order. Also, doesn't matter. It should only be chayiv. It should only be chayiv once. It shouldn't be chayiv for each one. Why does the order matter? So Amar Rava, Rava says a similar principle, not exactly the same. Right? And this is what we're how you can get one onto the next. And the Gemara will explain how you can stack Isurim here. Haytana Isur Chal Isur Lesla. No, so you're not going to have the concept of Isur Chal Isur. You're not going to be able to stack Isurim, but Isur Mosif Islay. But there is a similar concept called an Isur Mosif, that if there's a more expansive, if there's a bigger Isur that will apply to more people or more things, as we'll see in a second, so then yes, that he holds that that will in fact stack one on top of the other. So that's why the order is important, because as the Gemara now explains, which sometimes doesn't, but very nicely explains very well, almana, right, is only asur l'kohen gadol, right, the kohen hedyot, right, it's only asur, only isur for an almana, for a kohen gadol to marry an almana, it only applies to one person. Regular kohen can marry an almana, can marry a widow. So after the grusha, right, so the second step, Amona Grusha, meaning the second level, if she becomes a Grusha, so then Migud Itosif La Yisur L'Gabi Kohen Hedyot, Itosif La Yisur L'Gabi Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol would marry her, now there's an additional Isur, because right, she, her status has now changed, that she's Usur to more people. So now we're adding on, we're branching out, we're adding the Isur of Grusha, of divorcee, right, of a divorcee, or however you pronounce that, again, now I don't even know, but whatever, you're adding that onto the Isur of an almana, of a widow. So, v'adayin shar l'mecho b'tshuma, but then she's still allowed, right, to eat shuma, if her father's a kohen, okay, fine. Havi l'chalala, then when she becomes a chalala, so then migu d'tosif yisur l'mecho b'tshuma, since now she's no longer able to eat shuma, itosif yisur l'gabi kohen gadol, so now she, that's also, since that's more expansive, then that will then add on, right, to the kohen gadol, and there he'd be chayav for three. So, elazona my yisur mosif yisle, so one second, but the last one is a zona. Right, it's not a woman who sleeps around. Right? So that's, how do you get that? Right? How is that an additional Isser? Why would you attack that onto the other three? So Amar Rav Chana, very creative. Amar Rav Chana bar Rav Ketina, hold v'shem znus possibly Yisrael. Because a znus, well, will passel up, right, a Yisrael. Right? If a woman just, a woman who's, a regular woman who's married, and she's mizane, right, she's going to asher herself, right, to her husband. Right, so if she sleeps around, she's going to ask herself to her husband. Since you see that she can ask herself to her husband, that's an extra situation where she becomes aser, and then that will also, right, add on to this isur of the kohen gadol. Fine, and that's why it has to be in the order. If it went the reverse, right, then you're going lower, right, in isurim, and that's not going to be an isur mosif. Okay. Tani tani kamidir Rav Sheshes. We learned the following in front of Rav Sheshes. Kol shu b'yikach, harehu b'lo yikach. Anything is that a kohen is allowed to marry, right, is included, right, in the isur, right, that he's not allowed to marry. Meaning, the kol she eino be'ikach, eino below ikach. Meaning, a woman who's, he's not allowed to marry, right, is included, is not included in the iser, right, for him to marry. Meaning, the woman who's never mutzer the kohen gadol, right, is not going to be usher to him, right, as a almana grusha, etc. Right, the kohen gadol sheba alachosu almana. Meaning, what is this, what case we're talking about? His kohen gadol sister. Let's say the kohen gadol sister, right, is an almana. Well, first of all, she's ushered him because he's his sister. Second of all, right, he's ushered her because she's an almana. So since she was never mutter to him, right, so then the iser of almana, right, is not gonna come into effect. Right, she's not gonna be, and he sleeps with her. He's not gonna have an achoso and an almana. You just have the iser of achoso. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Amal Chamani, right? Who says this? Right, this is Rabbi Shimoni. This is Rabbi Shimon. She's the Damar in iser chal iser, who holds that we don't stack isurim. The Tanya is learned by, so Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha'ochal nevela b'yom kippurim potter, right? Whoever eats nevela, something that's treif on Yom Kippur, is not gonna get kares because the thing is already iser. Right, the Isser of Karis and Yom Kippur only applies to something that is initially mutter. And since a nevela, right, an animal that was not shechted properly is already Isser, so you're not going to have the Isser of eating Yom Kippur. The Rabbanan, because if it's the Rabbanan Shita, Ha'amrei Isser Chal Isser, they hold that an Isser Chal Isser, that you can have one Isser stack on the next. So that must be against, this Bryson must be against the Chachamim, right, who say we don't stack Isurim, it says that we do stack Isurim, right, and therefore, right, when the Bryson says we don't apply the Isser of Almana to the Isser of Achoso, right, to this case, right, it's the Chachamim who's not stacking Isurim. So the Gemara then says, Rafil Timur Chachamim, Rabbanan, you can even say it's the Chachamim, because one of the chachamim say you can stack one isur on the next, that's only when you have an isur chamer on an isur kal, meaning that when you have an isur chamer of an Isser Chomer of Yom Kippur, right, you add on to the Isser, you know, Kal, the regular light Isser of eating Treif, right, so that will stack. But if you're adding the reverse, let's say Treif on Yom Kippur, or in our case specifically, right, you're adding the Isser of an Almana to the Isser of a Choso, so that will stack. That will not stack, I'm sorry. How about Isser Kal, Isser Chomer, Lo Chayal, right, a regular Isser is not going to stack on a more serious Isser. And you get the Amri, some people say that there was that's basically the same conversation, just recorded a little bit differently. That when he said, Rav Sheish said, Hamani Rabbanani. That is actually the Rabbanan Shita. The Amri Isser Chal Isser. Vechi Amri Rabbanan Chil Isser Chal Isser. Hani Mili Isser Chamar Isser Chal. And this Shita that says that we don't stack the Isser of Almana onto the Isser of Achoso, That's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that we stack Isurim? So that's only when you're stacking a more Chomer Isser, right, on a more light Isser. Let's say when you're stacking Yom Kippur on top of Treif. Right, Hani Milib Isser Chomer Isser Kal, right? So about Isser Kal, Isser Chomer, but if you're stacking, let's say, Almana on top of Machoso, Lo Chayel, that's not going to stack one on top of the X. But D Rabbi Shimon, because if you tell me that the price is Rabbi Shimon, Hashta Isser Chomer Isser Kal Lo Chayel, according to Rabbi Shimon, right, and Isser Chomer, right, is not going to stack on an Isser Kal, and Yom Kippur is not going to stack on onto meaning that you're not going to even get a stack in Isser Chomer and Isser Kal. Isser Kal, Isser Chomer, and we buy it, right? You don't even have to tell me that you're going to add the Isser of Almana to the Isser of Achoso, right? Obviously, you don't need to learn a drasha from that. But so clearly, it's not going to be Rabbi Shimon because he holds that you don't need this dindar from the Torah. To teach me, right, against the cloud, against the general rule. So, my other team is a Kahuna shiny. The Gemara says, not really. Then maybe you could hold it the Brisa, according to this understanding, is a Rabbi Shimon. Maybe the Isser Kahuna is different, because maybe, right, that's different than stacking other Yisurim, because, you know, the Kohanim have a higher standard, etc. And therefore, maybe you will stack an Isser Kal and an Isser Chomer. So, therefore, so the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that really no, right, the Drush is telling me that we don't. Amar Le'er Papa Abaye. Papa asked Abaye the following kashrim. Yisrael Abal Achoso, Rechman Al-Tzlan, right, if Yisrael, right, sleeps with his sister, Zona Meshavile, right? He makes her a halachic Zona. Again, there's when a woman sleeps with someone who's also to her, so she becomes a Zona. So, the halala Meshavile, Olo Meshavile. The question is, does he make her a halala, right, as well? Meaning, again, the halala, right, a Zona, right, again, the Kohen is not allowed to marry Isha Zona, the halala Yikach. She's not allowed to marry Zona, not allowed to marry a halala. Meaning that it'd be one Isser, as Rashi points out over here, is going to be one Isser or two Isser. Meaning, does she have one status that's usher to the coin, or two statuses that are usher to the coin, to the point where we would give the guy two sets of malchus, right, if he then slept with her. So the Gemara says, I'm reading Kavachomer. Do we say Kavachomer? Right, Mechavi Lavin, Havi Chalala, or Mechavi Krisus Lokoshagain, right, that since by an Isser, Lav, a regular Isser, let's say, you know, a coin to a Grusha, so you're going to get halala, so the woman's going to become a halala. But so certainly in the case of Kares, again, that he's sleeping with his sister, right, she also make her a halala. Odoma, maybe not. Right? Or ain halala ela meser kahuna, maybe the halalos, the fact that the woman's going to be possible to marry a kohen, maybe that's only through an iser kohen. Right? For, like I said, like a regular kohen to a grusha. So Amalai, Rav Papa said back to him, yeah, ain halala ela meser kohen kuna bovad, that only comes through a problem with a kohanic relationship, a kahuna marriage. So Amarava, Rava says, Mina ha-mil, so dam rabban in chalala miser kahuna. How do you know? Where do you get this concept from? The Tanya's Linda Raisa, lo yomar grusha b'koin gadol, b'teza b'kavachomer, b'koin yediot. Why does it say that a koin gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha? Right? A grusha is already usher to a regular coin. Why does it have to say, why does the Torah have to say, right, again, Yishad, as the Pazik we've been quoting, Yishash Zona v'chalala lo yikachu, v'yishag grusha me'yishal lo yikachu, that Pazik says that the koin gadol is not allowed to marry a grusha. Well, that's not the pasuk we've been quoting. I'm sorry. We've been quoting Almana Grusha v'Chalala Zona. So I forget which one. Okay, I forget which one is by Kohen Gadol, which one's by Kohen. But either way, it says it twice. Why does he have to tell me that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Grusha? He's already not allowed to marry a Grusha because he's a Kohen. Right, so va'ana amin. That's what we say. Is a hashda v'Kohen Hedyot is through the Kohen Gadol mebaya. Right, and that's part of the question. Right, why in the world would if she's also to regular Kohen? Why do you need to tell me? Right, she's also to a Kohen Gadol. So Laman Emros, why does the Pasuk say that? Kshem Shekhaluka Gushim, Izona Bechalav, a Kohen Hedyod, Kach Chaluka Bechalav, Gadol, to separate. I mean, to separate, to say it's an extra Isser, right, to add on, right, and just to point out that that's, you know, the same split applies to Kohen Gadol as well. So Gemara says, Pshita, Migur Gara. What do you mean? The Kohen Gadol is any less of a Kohen since it became a Kohen Gadol? If that's true by a regular Kohen, why would it not be true by a Kohen Gadol? So Gemara says, Ella, rather no. Kshem Shekhaluka Gushim, Izona Bechalav, a Kohen Hedyod. Just like those are different, that Grusha and Zona and Chalala are different by regular Kohen, Kach Almana Chalukim and Grusha V'Chalala Zona V'Kohen Gadol. Right, the extra Isser, right, that Kohen Gadol has is Almana. So that one is also separate, just like, right, the other Isurim are separate by regular Kohen. Chalala Alama Nemra, so why do we mention a Chalala? In Chalala Elam Isser Kuna. And that's exactly our point. Why do we mention a Chalala? Right, again, in the pasuk about a Kohen Gadol, so we know why it mentions a grusha. So why does it mention a chalala? To teach me that a chalala only comes from a problem, right, with a Kohen and his relationship. Zona laman emra. Why do you have to tell me that a Kohen Gadol is usher to a zona because he's already usher to a zona because he's a Kohen? It's coming nemra kan zona, but nemra lahalan zona. And it says by Kohen Gadol, it says by a regular Kohen. So makan zaru chulin, avl halan zaru chulin. Just like by a Kohen Gadol, right, his kids are chulin. Meaning that they become a chalal. So do by regular Kohen, right? If you have any relationship with the Zona, so then the kids would become a chalal as well. Okay. We're going to stop here. We'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.